Columbia Morning on News Talk 1400 KFOU. And as we have done over the last several years, we kind of highlight activities of the different Kiwanis clubs in Columbia. And I always like the day when we get to welcome into the studio students who are involved either in K-Kids or in Key Club. And so we have two from each group in the studio with me. And let me see if I can get all of this right. Brooke, good morning. How are you?
Good.
Now tell me, let me find out a little bit about you. What grade are you in?
I'm in fourth grade.
Where do you go to school?
Lee Elementary.
How long have you been in K-Kids?
This is my first year.
First year. What attracted you to it? Why did you say, I think I'd like to be a K-Kid?
Well, I really like leadership, and I love doing service.
Good. So what have you got to do so far?
Well, we elected the officers. We've done a lot of, like, planning our projects.
Are you an officer?
Mm-hmm.
What is your office?
I am the vice president.
Vice president. Wow. Does that mean that you might get to be president next year?
I'm hoping.
Hoping to? Camden, good morning to you. How are you?
Good morning. I'm good.
And you go to where?
Lee.
Oh, so you're both at Lee?
Yeah.
How many of your friends and students are in the K-Kids at Lee? The big group?
Yeah, there's a lot.
We have
50.
50? That's really a good-sized group. Now, are you an officer?
Yes.
What do you get to do?
Well, I'm the president.
Wow. What does that mean? What do you get to do as president of the K-Kids?
So, I get to, like, basically do, like, the pledge, and I get to ring the bell. And we usually get to, like, decide on what we're going to do for that year.
You get to ring a bell. Is that like bring the meeting to order?
Yeah. Basically.
Everybody pays attention then when you ring the bell? So that's like, hey, settle down and pay attention.
Yeah, kind of.
Brooke, how often does your group meet?
Once a month.
Once a month? Camden, what are some of the activities that you have been involved with?
Well, I was in K-Kids last year.
Uh-huh.
And we did the Rainbow House.
What did you do with Rainbow House?
We, like, donated some money.
That's neat. How did you raise the money?
We did this thing at our school where, like, we would, like, dress up as, like wacky socks or something like that, and they would have to bring in a quarter.
You dressed up like a what?
Yeah.
A sock?
No, like, you would wear wacky socks that day.
Oh, lucky socks. I thought you dressed like a sock.
Wacky socks.
Wacky socks. I thought maybe you, that would be kind of cool, though, if you dressed like a whole sock.
I guess.
You don't have to use that one next time, but that's a pretty neat idea. So you raised a lot of money that way?
Yeah.
Rainbow House is a great organization. I think they do really important things for people probably sometimes your age that really have a bad situation. So what led you into the group? Why did you want to join?
Well, I saw that it would be like, oh, we're going to help other people. And I thought, you know, that it might be fun. And I started last year. And then I wanted to do it again because I thought it was fun, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
So
yeah, that's pretty neat. Let's go to some of the people here who are students who are a little bit older than you. Okay, Allie, it's nice to meet you. How are you?
I'm good, thank you.
So now what year are you in school?
I'm a sophomore.
Where?
Rockbridge.
So what led you to get involved with its Key Club when you get to your age?
Yeah. Okay, so my parents started getting involved with the big Kiwanis Club here in Columbia. And so that kind of led me to being interested in taking part in the Key Club. And I just found my way up to the officer positions.
Oh, neat. So what are you?
I'm a treasurer this year.
Treasurer. Oh, that's an important job.
Mm-hmm.
How big is your club?
We have about 40 to 50 people.
So what are some of the things that you do?
I deal with the money. A lot.
And if you told me you dress like a sock, I was going to really say,
oh, that's, yeah, that's a, yeah, good idea. Well, I personally deal with the money, and I help Luke plan everything out. But in our Key Club, we like to get little groups together to help volunteer in the community. Probably our favorite place to work is Ronald McDonald House, where we make meals for families who are staying in the children's hospital.
Oh, that's pretty neat. Our mm-hmm. station went out there and did that one night. Do you do that often?
Yeah, we do. We do it a few times a year.
Oh, well, that's pretty neat. Mm-hmm. Is this an active group? Tell me, you know, some of the things that I hear from the Kiwanis Club members who are here, and we'll talk during the week, is the fact that it's really hard to attract young people into these kinds of organizations. I'm kind of saddened by that because I know that these organizations do great things for the community.
Yeah, you know, the kids that we do have, they're really intrigued in what we do. And, you know, we bring in a lot of people just from people telling their friends and, you know, people spreading the word on the fun things that we do get to do.
Yeah. Luke is the person who Allie just mentioned a moment ago. Luke, I can't see you very well behind this, but I apologize for that. It's radio, though, so we oftentimes talk to people we can't see. Now, are you like the president of the group?
Yes, sir, I am.
Tell me about your involvement with Key Club over the years.
So my sophomore year, I honestly don't really know why I started. I think I just kind of walked into a meeting one morning. I probably heard that there were free donuts, and I've just been going back ever since.
I like your style, man. That's pretty good. I would have done the same thing. What year in school are you now?
I'm a senior this year.
So tell me some of the things that are highlights of your involvement with Key Club.
Like she said, the Ronald McDonald House is definitely one of my favorites. We used to do a lot more fundraisers than we do now, but one of the best things we've going for us is we're young and theoretically we've got a lot of energy. And so I really enjoy when we can actually go get out in the community and go physically do things and see the people that we're helping. And I think that really helps to energize the younger classes when they go out and see that they're really making a difference. Sometimes when you're just putting money or supplies in a bin, you don't really get that relationship with the people you're helping that you get when you physically go out and do it.
Oh, that sounds like a terrific observation. How often do you meet?
Once a month.
Once a month. Now, how many activities do you try to do during the school year? And how does that fit into the rest of the activities you're involved with?
So what we do is we have a meeting the first Tuesday of every month. We bring free breakfast to help motivate people to come in like me. And then we try to pick a charity of the month. And so every month we try to do at least one event. And even if it's just three or four kids going to do it, we figure it's better than nothing.
Oh, yeah. So what are some of the other events in addition to going with the meals at Ronald McDonald House?
Well, one of the next ones we have coming up is we're actually volunteering at the Kiwanis Club.
That comes up this breakfast. Saturday, doesn't it?
Yes, sir.
So what will you be doing there?
I think we'll just be serving pancakes, maybe making some pancakes.
You know, that starts at 6. Are you doing that early shift?
No, sir.
Allie, are you?
Probably not.
Probably not, huh? But that's kind of neat. So you'll organize. Help me understand. You both are from Rockbridge, and so you're part of that club. Are there Key Clubs at the other high schools, too? Do you know of?
Yes, there are.
Uh-huh.
I don't think they're as active as we are.
Oh, that's pretty neat then. Do you anticipate, Allie, continuing on in some kind of an organization that does this kind of service to communities no matter where you go?
Yes, I hope so. There's a college-level Kiwanis Club.
Oh, there
club.
Is. Mm-hmm. Well, that would be pretty neat. You're a sophomore, though, so I don't know if you've made college plans or not. Yet.
No, not yet.
Luke, how about you? Do you know what you're going to be doing after this year?
I'll be going to school somewhere. I just don't know where yet.
Do you think that this is something, though, that is worthwhile to continue to show an interest in some sort of community service this way?
Oh, I think without a question. It's one of my favorite things I've had the opportunity to do in the last 4 years.
Well, either one of you, and then I'm going to go back to the youngest ones for just a moment before I wrap this up, and that is, help me understand the feeling of people who are freshmen, sophomores, juniors, and seniors, and their idea of going beyond themselves and helping out the community. Allie, do you see that as something that motivates a small segment of high schoolers, or what is your overall attitude towards that?
I mean, I really think that it takes someone actually experiencing it, because once you see the people that you're helping and the effect that you have on them, then that really motivates you to go out and do it again. And so it's just a matter of getting people out there to see that for the first time, and then they'll keep going again.
Yeah, I think that every age, it's hard to, once people do that, they feel the reward. Luke, do you have anything to add to that?
I think it's exactly what Allie said. I think that it can be a little overwhelming for the younger kids to walk into these big meetings. So we really try to talk to kids in the hallway when we see them and personally invite them, and it makes it a lot easier for them to walk in that first time.
That's pretty neat. Thanks for what you two are doing. Brooke, do you think you'll continue on doing something like this when you get to be old like these high schoolers?
I'm pretty sure.
Yeah. Are you going to be working at the pancake breakfast this weekend?
I think so.
How about you, Camden? Do you have your club activated and ready to go for Saturday's pancakes?
Yeah, I guess.
Somebody told me that there's going to be a topping bar or something like that. I didn't know whether you all would be involved with that or not. Were people who, maybe not. Well, maybe we'll see you over there. Anything else you want to say today as you get ready for Tuesday in March before spring break at school? Anything going on? Pretty quiet over at Lee today? Are you both in the same class?
No.
What's your teacher's name?
Mrs. Johnson.
Mrs. Johnson and Brooke?
I have Miss Elder.
Well, have a great day at school today, okay? Thank you for coming. Brooke, Camden, Allie, and Luke, thank you all for being here. They are with the K-Kids and the Key Club. Now, help me out with this, and Allie and Luke, you might have to do this. Is this sponsored by the Boonslick Kiwanis? Is that the Kiwanis Club that sponsors these groups?
Yes, sir.
All right, and I think they might be also doing the K-Kids. I'm not sure about that. Thank you all for being here.